You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Run.
Welcome to tornado season. I mean, with a bang. Holy cow, what a weekend we have had. What a week we've had. Welcome to Sunday Night with Alan Ray. I'm your humble host, Alan Ray. If you find yourself lurking about the internet on a Sunday night about 9:03, get in the chat room at www.klrnradio.com/chat, where you will find miscreants and mayhem makers like GR, Ordy, myself, Rex. I think Jeff was in there. Raptor's in there. Come on in. Have a ball. We're going to do some talking for the next hour. Yes, we are. Some discussion. Craziness. Craziness. Now, you know me. If those of you who listen to me, those of you who have endured my rantings and ravings for the past several years, and know that I've got, I'm half prepper. I'm half prepper on my mother's side. You don't look like a prepper. I'm a lazy prepper. If it hits the fan, I won't last long. I doubt it. I'll just go get somebody else's food. I don't know. I do enough. I think I've got it. Who knows? I do understand that things get chaotic, and I do understand that you have to have A little bit of preparedness, and it goes a long way. This week was a big example, and I've been thinking about this, and I wasn't really even going to do a show tonight, but things worked out where, I'm going to do a show tonight. 29 dead over the weekend. People in Little Rock area, the area around Little Rock. I was listening to that live on, and we'll get into that in a minute. McNary County, Tennessee, Sullivan, Indiana, Crawford County, Illinois, Madison County, Alabama, Pontotoc, Mississippi, Sussex County, Delaware, Iowa, a couple places in Iowa, all over the place. And it hit hard. It hit fast. There were several fronts going through just this huge storm. And it was very reminiscent of the late 60s, early 70s. And you've heard me talk about it on this show a few times, the Palm Sunday tornadoes in 65. I was still swimming around mama's belly, getting ready to come out. I was born in September of 65. It's kind of reminiscent of that. I think we are in, if it continues, and we're supposed to have even more of this coming up Tuesday, it's kind of reminiscent of the 60s and 70s. We are at a solar maximum, and I know the, quote, experts, unquote, try to tell you that solar minimums and solar maximums do not affect the weather. Just like a whole lot of things, including propagation and everything else, I believe solar minimums and solar maximums affect the weather quite drastically. You can do the math. You can look at the history. When we have solar maximums, we tend to have some really weird stuff happening. We've had some hellacious solar storms over the week. In fact, most of the bands were kind of weird, kind of dead. Yesterday, I spent most of the day on the HF frequencies, making a whole bunch of contacts, not realizing yesterday morning that we, in this area, right here in southeastern Michigan, not more than 11 miles away, a tornado touchdown. Now, it was Dundee, Michigan. Tornadoes have hit there before. I watched the last one touchdown that hit Dundee. You could see it through the lightning. My neighbor and I, as brilliant as we were, we had everybody, both families, stuffed down in his basement because it was hitting hard. And this was quite a few years ago. Doing the math, it was, again, at a solar maximum. And we're out front. It's not raining. In fact, you can see the stars directly above us. But 360 degrees around us, all hell was breaking loose. And we could watch this thing touching down, heading towards Dundee, Michigan. And it tore it up. There's a lot of damage. This one, not so much. It did go right into downtown Dundee. Fortunately, it was what they call an F0 tornado, which means that it was probably about 75, 85 mile an hour winds, knocked some bricks off some buildings, tipped some things that were wooden over, kind of smashed a few things. And exactly, Mike in chat, you're exactly right. It was just by the Cabela storm. Eric's in chat now. Hey, Eric. It was right in that area. That is just across the field from me. That's about 12 miles away. Scary close. And here, we just had a little bit of thunder, a little bit of lightning, and a wind blow through. Not a very strong wind. I didn't think much of it. When it lightning, I disconnected my radio stuff, plugged it all back in a few minutes. And then something happened that got me thinking. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I implore you, to already have the usual plan in place. I mean, how do you prep for a tornado blowing a house down around you? How do you prep for an F4 tornado blowing through your Little Rock suburb and just destroying everything in sight? Can you? Well, to an extent, yes. To an extent, yes. You're not going to save your personal property, your personal, your house, things like that. When they hit hard. But you can play the odds. You can improve your odds of surviving. Do the usual thing, okay? Plan. Make sure you've got flashlights, fresh batteries, right in the same case. Put them all in a plastic case. Keep the batteries out of the flashlights until you need them. Keep them all in a plastic case somewhere where you can get to them very, very quickly. Make sure the batteries stay fresh. Change them out every once in a while. Rotate. Have a weather radio. The new weather radios can be customized to sound off. And one of the I have a weather radio and it's off 99% of the time. Why is it off 99% of the time? Because, well, it's annoying and it goes off constantly. The new weather radios, and shame on me for not having them one, but I'll tell you why I don't in a minute. The new weather radios you can customize to just your area. So if something's happening in just your area, then the little warning goes off. Get one of the new ones. I got to get one, but I don't have one for a reason because just about every radio I have has weather on it. So, I mean, all of them. It's really kind of insane. Pre-planned safe space. Figure out now where to go. Just before I came on, if you'd been following, I forget the two accounts, but one account on Twitter was talking to another guy. The guy yelled out, "Oh my gosh," and went silent. Come to find out his Jeep was blown off the road there in McNary County, Tennessee. Blown off the road. He ended up surviving. He was okay. But he had pictures of a house that was completely blown apart immediately after that happened by the same tornado. He found the couple still alive, curled up in the bathtub with blankets over the top of them. They obviously had planned for this. They knew what was coming and they knew where to go. Have food, water, rain gear, have that all in a bag that you can take to your place. We have a really nice, big, deep closet in the middle of this house. And that's a great idea, especially if you have an old antique bomb shelter house like we have, that's got real honest to God 4x4s that have been around for 100 years. And now they're pretty much have solidified into rock. You almost have to drill pilot holes to get anything to go into your walls. Find a bathroom or a closet in the center of the house. If you're going to use a closet or something like that, that way you've got walls around you, you've got pockets around you, and pockets are good when it comes to surviving a tornado. If you don't have a basement, we don't have a basement. That's all the stuff you should already know. That's all the stuff you should already have planned. But what do you do those moments when you know for certain that it's about to hit the fan? You know for sure that it's going down and you're taking cover. You're in your little hidey hole. Things are going south. You can hear it coming. What do you do to prep for that? And I got to thinking about that. Communication is the key. A couple of things, and this is a big one. I have, of course, the scanner app on my phone. If you've got a smartphone, get a scanner app, put it on the phone. Most of the time, it does not cost anything. Yeah, you'll get a commercial once in a while. No big deal. When all of this stuff was going on in Arkansas, I was listening to it unfold. And then when it started going down in Iowa, I started listening to that unfold. Okay, that's one thing. You have your scanner app, you got your phone, you're in your hidey hole. Well, what happens if the cell towers go out? What happens if cell service gets wanky? What happens if you can't get anything? Well, I started thinking about that. There is nothing illegal about owning a small ham radio. And I'm posting this in chat. Now, these radios are highly controversial in the ham community. It is the Baofeng UV5R. $21 shipped to your door at Amazon. Very cheap. Now, right off the bat, as a ham radio general licensee, I can tell you, you are not allowed to transmit on this radio unless you have a technician license or better. Completely not allowed to, unless it is a dire emergency and your life is in immediate danger. I'm going to get that out of the way, that little rider. That said, why would I instruct you to buy this $20 cheap little radio? In your area, and you can do a little research on this, I'm going to throw a couple of pretty good resources out for you. Repeaterbook.com. repeater book is a little resource. Repeaters in your area, ham radio repeaters, 2 meter, 70 centimeter repeaters, they're all over the place. And if you live anywhere near a town or a city, sometimes even out in the middle of nowhere, they're out there. And you can see exactly where they are in a ratio to you. Now, with this cheap little radio, you may not be able, if you do decide to get your technician's license, if you live in a city, you can ping quite a few of them. In fact, you can get them depending on how tall the repeaters are. Up, you know, there's some repeaters around here. I can sit in my backyard. They're all the way in Toledo and all the way in Ann Arbor. I can sit in my backyard with one of my radios. That's 10 watts, and I can hit them. I can talk to people. It's not that big deal. I've got kind of a modified Baofeng UV5R. I can hit my hometown 10 miles away. I sit out back sometimes, and just before I come on the air on Sunday nights, there's what they call a net. And those of you that don't know what a net is, it's where a group of people all get together under the thought of, hey, if there's something going down, we are going to use this group, this meeting on the radio as an emergency service. But for now, we're just going to screw off and we're going to tell people what we did all week. We're going to harass each other a little bit, laugh, cut up, go back and forth, do a couple of rounds. But it's all structured where you are talking to a single person called a net controller. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is when things start going down, when you get bad weather, you get a tornado warning, a severe thunderstorm warning, these exact same groups of people turn the switch and they mean business. They go to what they call a Skywarn net. Now, Skywarn is right out of weather.gov. They are sanctioned by the United States federal government, the federal communications system, NOAA Weather, the National Weather Service. These go under the blessings of all of them, because let's face it, your weather, your NOAA weather radio, your National Weather Service, all of these, they're looking at radars. They're looking at radars that show spin and all this stuff like that. But these same resources use what the ham community is doing with these nets as a resource. NOAA weather radio or NOAA weather, National Weather Service, any of them, they would not have known that a tornado actually did touch down in Dundee, Michigan, if not for the Monroe County Weather Radio Net. I was listening to it. This is where these little cheap $20 radios come in. Because if you know you can get one, you go on this repeater book, you watch a couple of cheesy videos on YouTube, and you can learn how to program very easily. It's called Chirp software. Very easily put local repeaters in your radio, or even if you write down what frequency these repeaters are on, you can hear them on this radio. You'll be surprised at how many of them are close to you right now. And a lot of times during emergencies like these tornadoes that went through, and when I was listening to what was going on in Little Rock, I wasn't listening to the police. I wasn't listening to emergency services. I was listening to a repeater that was on the scanner app, which is another thing, too. You can get the same repeaters. A lot of these repeaters are on the scanner app. And yes, I've set it off in chat. They're talking about these things. But seriously, it's not a big investment. And not only that, but if you do get your tech license, which is a very easy thing to do, a couple of weeks of studying, you can do it. If you do get these, those are GMRS radios already. Those aren't ham radio. GMRS is kind of something a little bit different, but they're still, you don't have to have you have to have a bit of a license for them, but they're really easy to get. You get the actual UV5R with all of the ham frequencies in it, you're going to get something a little bit different. And it's both are good to have. I mean, really, honestly. But Baofeng, the ham radio community, they either love them or hate them. I'm kind of on the fence. when you're first getting your license, you're first getting your tech license, or if you just want to get something to listen to, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a Baofeng UV5R. They give them away to kids sometimes when they get their tech license. But the first link. But it's still the same radio. Baofeng makes this radio, and they just program it differently under the different guises. If you scroll up and look at my ham radio, I put this in chat just before we started. The second radio in from your right, when you're looking into that silver radio kind of sticks out. That's a Baofeng. It's a UV, kind of a UV5R base, but it's a tri-band. It's got three different bands. So there you go. If you have one of these and you write down the frequencies and be able to program, if you program them, better yet, learn how to use Chirp. Chirp is a very easy software to use. You can just bring the radio up. You can program everything in and just hit program. You put the cord to your computer, programs your radio, and then you can put it on scan and listen to several repeaters. It may save you a lot, because what you have is, instead of bureaucracy, instead of the National Weather Service going to this and this and this and taking a few minutes to do everything, you have live people on the ground spanning a large area, talking to each other and reporting what is going on the ground, not what the Weather Service is seeing from a radar, but what's actually happening on the ground, the damage, things that are coming. And there you go. That's my rant right now. $25 Baofeng radio. Skywarn nets are something, and shame on me. Yesterday morning when that storm system went through, I never even thought to hook up with my local ham radio club. And I guess they had a small Skywarn net. There wasn't much going on in this area, but the Monroe County Skywarn net, wow, they were busy. And I was listening to them in awe. I was like, well, that didn't seem like that big of a storm. Guess what it was? And you can become a Skywarn storm spotter. There's classes in your area. Get your tech license, become a Skywarn spotter. I'm waiting for a class that I can actually get into and get certified, because it's kind of on the radar for me. There's a reason for it. These cheap cheap Baofengs. Also, you can look up, hey, what is the weather frequency in my area, and tune them in to these radios. Again, you must be licensed to transmit on them. You must be, unless you're in a life or death situation, which then it's whatever. It's all hands on deck. You can do whatever you need to do to get out of it. They'll turn their blind eye to it. But it has to be a legit emergency to transmit. But get your tech license. Be part of it. So there you go. But yeah, the Baofeng radios are real cheap. They're really good. The Skywarn nets that you'll hear, a lot of them are trained. They're trained to spot weather conditions, trained to spot clouds, trained to spot rotations. And you can actually hear the incoming weather. Let that be part of your prep. $20 for this cheap little radio. Actually, it's funny you say that, Jeff. Jeff says, what radio will get me a direct connection with, say, Finland? I heard Prime Minister lost her position and someone may need to give her some counseling. Well, here you go, Jeff. Here's the thing for you. Get your technician license, get a cheap little Baofeng radio, and get what they call an all-star node. All-star nodes are little, basically, if you've seen a voice over internet protocol phone, the beginning of those phones were actually in the ham radio community known as nodes. Nodes are, you can walk around, hit repeaters that are connected to nodes, and go all over the world. All over the world. Because the repeaters connected to these things are hooked to the internet, and it's just a big network that happens. So, yeah, with a technician license, you can actually talk to people in Finland. It is possible. So there you go. You can get a hold of the Prime Minister and give her the consoling that she so desperately needs at this dark and dreary hour. So there you go. That is my prepper stuff going on. It's been a day. You know, I wasn't going to do this show. I've had the little one over today. We've been busy. We've been outside picking up all of the, I got all the big logs and stuff like that out of the yard. But today it was just like millions of twigs and sticks and stuff, load after load of all this stuff. And I finally have the side yard between our house and the neighbor's house looking like a yard and not a train wreck. But I'm sore. I'm tired. I'm grouchy. I get done with this. I'm going to bed. That's the way it's going to be. That's how it is. All right. We've hit the 25-minute mark. I am going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we are going to discuss all of the other things happening around this big, bad planet. Hey, don't go anywhere. Stay put. Grab a drink. Refresh it. Whatever you got to do. We'll be back in just a second.
Listen now and don't forget, if you go for that solid jive, you can always keep the dream alive. Palin, Palin, Palin with Al.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Yeah, we started something in chat. Now we're all Baofeng shopping in chat on and klrnradio.com. It is Sunday night with Alan Ray. I'm your humble host, Alan Ray. It is the show where we take a look around this giant blue ball. We are hurtling through space at an ungodly speed, and we ask ourselves,
what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on, sir.
Doom!
Yeah, you guys have been waiting for that, haven't you? Yes. And I said this in ham or in the chat room, and I'm going to say this, and this is no real reflection on anybody, not pointing at fingers. There are a lot of ham, older ham radio operators, it seems like, but also some other ones that absolutely detest Baofeng radios. I said this a little bit, kind of alluded to it before, and we got to talking about it. I am not one of them. I don't blame anybody. Everybody has their choices. But it is the absolute cheapest way you can get into ham radio if you get your technician license. You can go a couple of steps further. My first radio was basically a Radiodity GA510, which is it's kind of a basically hopped up Baofeng is what it is. They took basically the guts and have a different wrapping around it, did some things to it. Programmed it differently, and it runs 10 watts. Now, you don't want to have that too close to your head while you're, you know, transmitting for too long at a time, because 10 watts is, that'll start hurting after a while. But this thing will get out when none of my other HTs, which is short for handy talkie, none of my other handy talkies will get there. That little 10 watt will do it. I also have a Radiodity GD77 digital that I finally got programmed, made some contacts. This is my snobbiness, okay? I'm not huge on the digital radio thing. All-Star's a little bit different. All-Star is not digital radio as much as it's an analog radio talking and just being put into your computer like a voice over internet protocol phone call. That's kind of what it is. DMR radio is digital radio. And I bought this little radio a couple weeks ago at the Toledo Hamfest at a ridiculously cheap price because I'm interested. I wanted to see what it's all about. I like to explore things. I like to see what's going on. And I got it programmed. I did what they call a code plug, which is basically programming the radio. You have to, this is how complicated it gets, okay? You have to use it like building blocks. Now, if you see like security guards, mall cops, even police officers running around. I know where I work. There's tons of them. Motorola software. This is exactly what DMR radio is kind of Motorola software. And what you have to do, and this, if this sounds complicated, because it is, you have to create your contacts. In other words, everybody's got an ID. All of the repeaters that are DMR repeaters have an ID. Talk groups have an ID. So you have to plan, you know, put in all of your talk groups and make them ready to go. Put all your talk groups, all your personal contacts all in at once. Then you have to go in and put all those contacts in a receive file. And you have to go in and put all those contacts in a zone file. And then you have to go through and create channels for each and every one of those contacts. Sound complicated? It's very complicated. Easy to screw up. Took me 3 different times, but I finally got it. Made some contacts. That's how complicated some of this crap can get. Other stuff is pretty darn easy, and it's pretty fun. And as much as I'm not going to lie to you, I played on HF radio almost all day Saturday. Now, HF is your lower frequencies. HF is it's the big stuff, okay? It's the part where you can have 100 watts and 132-foot long wire 25 feet in the air like I have. And you can make contacts in Puerto Rico, Texas, Mississippi. Where else did I hit? Washington State, Iowa, Oregon, all up and down the East Coast, Florida. I was just all over the place on all of the frequencies, everywhere from 10 meter all the way down to 40 meters. Still haven't been brave enough to try 80 meters because, man, that's kind of hard to get anybody can get through the That's a long, big, giant radio wave, and conditions have to be just right. I don't really have what it takes to push that, but I may try. It's not that I can't. I just haven't tried yet. I spent all day Saturday doing that. But you know what? When it comes right down to it, a lot of times while I'm doing that, I still flip on the 2 meter. And I talk to my friends in the local area, Toledo, Ann Arbor, Monroe, Jackson. I've got contacts that we talk back and forth, harass each other all the time. I still do it. It's fun. And you can do that with just a technician license. Still get all over the place. All right, enough ham radio stuff. What has been going on around this big, bad world we've been in? It's been kind of crazy. I don't know. I've been kind of keeping an eye on what's happening. I see there's another freight train derailment. What's this one? CNN did this. This one's out in Highway 135, out in Paradise, Montana. Today, Sanders County Sheriff's Office reported approximately 25 cars were derailed around 9:20 a.m. near Highway 135. The train derailed on the banks of the Clark Fork River, approximately 200 miles northwest of Bozeman. Images of the scene show some of the cars in the river. Sheriff's Office did not provide information on what the train was hauling. However, Brown said there did not appear to be any hazardous materials aboard. Another one. I look at this and I kind of flip out, okay? And just so you know, the cheap little Baofeng radios, most of the time, you can dial in. If there's a train track near you, you can dial in the frequencies that the train's running on. Just so you know, all of my HTs, all of my radios have train frequencies on them, just because I like it. Another train derailment. Now, just to get completely political on this show, and we do, it's my show. I can do whatever I want. The first was prep, and the rest of it's going to be political and everything else. Doesn't our Secretary of Transportation want everybody to be packed on board these little choo-choos and run all over the United States? Take the cars away from the unwashed, disgusting masses and jam them into rail cars and run them all over the United States because God knows we don't deserve to have private transportation. You disgusting, filthy, hoi polloi. No, you do not get to have that kind of transfer. You must be packed on trains like cattle. Moo. We're going to build rails to go up and down the coast and all over the United States. And that's what if you have our permission to travel, that's what you're going to ride on. And you're going to be frisked by TSA agents. And you're going to have your stuff gone through. No personal travel for you. You don't deserve it. We're going to give you electric cars that go 300 miles and stop. So that way, if you want to go someplace like, I don't know, get in a car and drive from Michigan to California just because you want to, no other reason, just because you feel like it. You want to get in your pickup truck and drive to Texas just because you want to go see where your family was from. No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Take your time, go where you want, take the route you want, stop where you want. No. Pete Buttigieg wants you to be crammed into a cattle car and just take hours and hours and hours to go someplace that you make 3-4 days to go someplace that might take you 12 hours. And GR, you are probably right. Oh, look at all these train wrecks. We should raise taxes and overhaul the train system. Ding, 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 ding. It's coming. Yep. Yeah, now he's saying how safe air travel is. That's right, Jeff. I thought they wanted to get rid of air travel for us. I thought that air travel was taboo. 15-mile cities. Yep, they're coming. They're already across the ocean, across the pond. Let me tell you, if you ever want a reason to completely all-out civil disobedience and just absolutely turn your head to the powers that be, if they start these 15-minute cities, just knock it down. Knock it down. Absolutely refuse to comply. Don't even go there. Don't trust it. There's a reason I live in a cornfield, okay? There is a reason I live out here. I'm not going to be contained. I'm not going to be fenced in like sheep, like cattle. And it's not about the weather. It's not about the climate. It's not about saving the planet. It's about controlling you. And I have been talking about this for years. This all started with Agenda. Agenda 30. Agenda 2030 saying all of this. Agenda 21 was saying all of this. They want you out of the rural areas. They want you stacked miles high, like chickens in an industrial chicken farm. They want you to smell, be close enough to smell whatever your neighbors ate for dinner 24 hours later. They want you in places where if something like a real pandemic were to hit, you will die. Because they don't want you on the planet anyways. You're horrible for the planet. This is what they think. And they've got these dunderheaded, easy to manipulate, easily controlled youth who think they're getting an education. Basically, what they are is stupid people are teaching even more stupid people. And we're just, it's like a pandemic. You want a pandemic? That's the pandemic right there. You have idiots teaching more idiots. Once upon a time, the education system actually had intellectuals. And when they taught things like, oh, communism or Marxism or, you know, any of the isms, they would do it in an environment where it's like, this is what these people think. And either I agree with it or I don't agree with it. And they would have lively debates. And they would even tell you that, hey, it looks good on paper. But every time it's tried, millions of people die. No, those days are gone. What you have, and if you're as old as I am, and you remember the old copying machines, you have a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. This copy that's out right now is very blurry. You can't even read it. And they don't even pretend that they're intellectuals. These people are just stupid. You listen to them talk. They're not intellectuals. In fact, they're challenged. Most of these people that are pushing this are intellectually challenged. And if you start debating them, instead of giving you facts and figures, they will just crumple and start screeching victim and trying to get you to shut up. That's what's going on in this country right now. And if you don't know this, if you don't understand this, I don't know how to wake you up. But it all boils back to this. Your Secretary of Transportation wants you packed on trains like cows. And you will go where they tell you to go and nowhere else. You will go where these trains lead you and nowhere else. And you will only do it at the behest of the federal government. And if that's not bad enough, you have another major idiot in the halls of our nation's capital. Now, I remember when this was a conspiracy theory, and we'll get to that in a minute, too. The conspiracy theory was that the federal government's going to ban gas stoves. And we were called, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You're crazy. They're not going to do that. By the way, we're banning gas stoves. You can't make this stuff up. Jennifer Granholm. Now, you want a conspiracy theory? I'll give you conspiracy theory. I don't believe this is actually Jennifer Granholm. The mole is gone. Now, if you're from Michigan, you know that Jennifer Granholm had a huge mole just off the side of her nose. Everybody knew it. Did she have a rat chew it off in her sleep? Did she have it surgically removed? Or is this a clever stunt double that never had one? We don't know. Is it really her? It acts like her. It's as dumb as she is. There's your conspiracy theory. No, it's really her. It's her. I had my doubts when I saw the picture, but the second she opened up her mouth, I was like, yep, it's her. According to Fox News, the Biden administration is preparing to implement a sweeping nationwide ban on commonly used light bulbs as part of its energy efficient and climate agenda. And I'm positive that Joseph Biden will jump in an Air Force One and spew gases all over the country, going from state to state to state, to promote this ban. The regulations, which prohibit retailers from selling incandescent light bulbs, were finalized by the Department of Energy under who? Jennifer Granholm. Did I say Granholm? No, Granholm. Granholm. Don't look at her face. I didn't look at her face, man. The DOE will begin full enforcement of the ban on that date, but it has already urged retailers to begin transitioning away from light bulb type and in recent months begun issuing warning notices to companies. The lighting industry is already embracing more energy efficient products, and this measure will accelerate progress to deliver the best products to American consumer and build a brighter future, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Gosh darn, I did it again. Granholm said last year. According to the DOE, announcement. The regulations will save consumers an estimated $3 billion per year on utility bills and cut carbon emissions by 222 million metric tons over the next 3 decades. That, my friends, is what you call a lie. A blatant, flat-out falsehood. You will not save $3 billion a year because your electricity bill is getting cranked up to the point where it will conveniently offset any savings these will have afforded you. Now, I'm going to put this out here right off the bat. I like LED lights, good ones. I spend a lot of money making sure they're decent ones because the Chinese ones have a lot of radio interference. RF interference comes off of LED lights like crazy sometimes. In fact, I have one in this room that I have to make sure it's off before I turn my HF radio on or I get static. They're noisy. They're nasty. But I like LED lights. They're bright. They last forever. And they've got a buffer in them. And in this old nasty house, they're a lot better because they don't burn out quite as near. And I'm with you, MD. I'm okay with this. But some people aren't. Why would you not have the choice? I just don't want the government getting involved in it because they'll screw it up. They screw everything up. But I have no problem with LED lights. In fact, I dare to say just about every bulb in this house is probably LED. Good ones. I spend money on them. But it's not the government's business to ban them or not ban them. That's the whole point. And yes, they are going to eventually take away your natural gas stoves. I don't care if they tell you they don't. They've already said they're going to. They're going to do it by just making it illegal to sell. And they'll go, well, see, we didn't ban them. We just made them illegal to make and illegal to sell. We made them very, very cost ineffective. Oh, by the way, you want to come over to my million-dollar mansion and have a steak cooked on a gas grill? Because that's what they're going to have. You know the people in power. They're not going to lose their natural gas. They're not going to lose their energy. Not. They don't care. They want you to do it. And the best way I can think of to curtail the powers that be is insist that they abide by their very own laws and their very own edicts, their very own presidential whatever. If they're forced to live like we do, it'll change. But we won't do that because we've allowed them to become totalitarians. So I was screwing around today. And of course, the Washington Post. Let's get a little silly. Let's get fun. Washington Post had this article, and it's hysterical. 9 tips to debunk false claims made by friends and family. It's by this guy, Teddy Amenabar. Teddy, you look feminine. You do not look masculine. You look like somebody that maybe got a lot of wedgies in school. Looks like the typical Democrat lapdog trying to put this out there. Now, these people generally believe that left think is the only valid point of view in the United States. They generally believe that. They will tell you this is the only way. And the Washington Compost, yes, it's just layers of crap right on top of each other. And old Teddy here has 9 ways. So start with friendships, not fact. Okay, he wants you to indoctrinate your friends. And he calls Mike Wagner a professor and political scientist. Yeah. Says, it's important to remember that facts don't matter for many people who share misinformation. That's funny. They often don't trust mainstream news sources or political institutions for good reasons. Find the shared experiences that bring you together and demonstrate you're not on the attack or calling them stupid. Yeah, but most of the time you are. Aim for the heart, not the head. Well, that's the problem, is most people on the right, most sane people think with their head, not with their hearts. Don't become emotional. Nah, too late for that. They're already unhinged. Keep online messages short. Right. ask, where did you learn that? I wonder if you should be prepared to give an answer of where did you learn yours? See, and this leads me back. This, where did you learn that? This takes me right back to that article years ago, right in the middle of the pandemic, where there was a big study. I forget what major university come out and said, the problem with right-wing conspiracy theorists is they're steeped in fact. That these people are actually reading peer-reviewed articles written by professors and saying, look, this is the reason why I won't take the shot. This is the reason why masks don't work. And that we should be concerned about that because it's not what we're trying to push here. Talk about the money behind that misinformation. Does this guy actually hear what he's talking about? Let's just say, talk about the money behind the misinformation. When you're talking to someone who believes in a conspiracy theory, Wagner said it can be helpful to ask, who's benefiting from your believing this? Who's raising money or making money because of the audience they built from this? This is incredible. This guy truly believes that the Washington Post, that CNN, that the lapdogs of the mainstream media aren't benefiting from this narrative being pushed by the Democrat machine. Absolutely funny. And then he says it can be helpful to remind people that if somebody at a mainstream media outlet such as the Washington Post or NPR reports something false, they can be fired. God help us. People who work for really ideological talk shows or podcasts don't have the same worry. They don't get in trouble in the same way. I'm just sitting here thinking about all of the things. Yep, they're exactly it. The call is coming from inside the house. This guy wrote this, and the Washington Post actually put it out there. He actually put out there that NPR and the Washington Post report something that's false. They can be fired. Really? Really? Covington kids, Russian collusion. Can I go on? I can go on and on and on. The biggest difference between a conspiracy theory and fact is about 3 weeks to 6 months. That's the biggest difference. Oh, here's a good one. Don't debate at the Thanksgiving table. Wouldn't do it anyways. I mean, you can eat a dinner with people that are not politically aligned with you and not mention politics at all. It's called being a human being. Set the record straight in the family group text. The person who first shared this misinformation will always be the hardest to convince. Instead, you may want to consider everyone else who's reading the post. Bode said there is always a risk a person become annoyed about your reply debunking their claims on Twitter or Facebook, so she recommends a hybrid approach where you gently correct online and try to talk to somebody offline as well. And this is why a lot of left-wing idiots don't have friends or family. They've been pretty much ostracized because they try to do this, and then when you give them the facts and the figures, well, then they just go on to this next one. Be willing to walk away. If your blood starts boiling, you need to pull back. Yeah, walk away. Run. Remember that changing minds takes time. See, what I don't see on this whole thing, that's the nine things. What I don't see on this whole thing is, what do you do when your conspiracy theory ends up being correct? Huh. Ivermectin. The shot. Messing with women's menstrual cycles. Sudden death syndrome. I can go on and on and on. And this guy truly believes that everything NPR and the Washington Post puts out there is just steeped in 100% fact. I actually feel bad for him. I feel bad for this wimpy little man. He's got a really rough lesson coming. You know, for years, we believed that the Vietnam War was a legit, that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was legit. That getting into the Vietnam War was necessary because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Then to find out just a few years ago that it was all a CIA lie. When they released it, oh, look. Absolutely incredible. And I feel sorry for these people. And, you know, there are things out there. There are things out there that I see every day. Is you look at and you go, no, that didn't happen. And you have to be quick to look into things and go, wow, okay, well, this sounds about right, but is it? And don't be afraid to say, yeah, when you see something get disproven beyond shadow of a doubt, change your mind. Say, okay, well, it wasn't right. The left doesn't have that in their DNA. They don't have that in their minds. Left think is the only way to think to them. And whatever they say is gospel, even when it gets disproven beyond a shadow of doubt. They still will look you in the eye and repeat like little mindless parrots what NPR and CNN and Washington Post and whatever ad nauseum media giant corporate outlet spews at them, truth or lie. They'll repeat it like it's gospel. And guess what happens when it turns out to be an absolute falsehood? They bury it. They bury it, and they never want to talk about it again. And if you bring it up, you're a sexist, bigot, racist, I don't know. What else do they want to call you? Best thing to do when you see one of these pimply-faced little know-it-all idiots coming at you is just don't interact with them. Say, okay, whatever. And when it all falls on its face, just ask them, do you still believe this? Do you still believe this? Well, then you're the conspiracy theorist. I think one of the biggest conspiracy, and this came from a comedian, the black dude. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but it's funny. Look it up. He had the best take on it. He says, you want a conspiracy theory? You believe that the federal government tells you the truth 100% of the time? That's quite the conspiracy theory. You believe that they're on the up and up with you all the time? Wow. Okay. Speaking of that, The Hill, another laughable news outlet, opinion. I just read the title. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's just whatever. It says, after Trump indictment, we need leaders to stand up for America. Where is Gerald Ford when we need him? Oh my gosh. I got nothing against Gerald Ford. I really don't. But Tucker Carlson, I think, has nailed something. And the media has done their best, I'm sure, under the gentle guidance of the federal government, of the bureaucracy, of the CIA, NSA, FBI, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure they have done their best to keep that story buried. Gerald R. Ford, the only unelected president of the United States of America. He was appointed to vice president. He was appointed to president. Noted. NSA or NS Archives. Gerald Ford, White House, altered Rockefeller Commission report in 1975 and removed sections on CIA assassination plots. Gerald Ford, White House, significantly altered the final report of the supposedly independent 1975 Rockefeller Commission investigating CIA domestic activities over the objections of senior commission staff, according to internal White House and commission documents posted today by the National Security Archive at the George Washington University. The changes included removal of an entire 86-page section of CIA assassination plots and numerous edits to the report by then-Deputy White House Chief of Staff, drumroll please, Richard Cheney. There's your Gerald Ford. He wasn't a bad guy. I think the only reason he didn't get elected again is because he pardoned Nixon and they threw a fit about it. But he was kind of an also-ran. He's leadership like Gerald Ford's. We could have a debate for that. Not going to happen today. It's not going to happen today because we are already back at the top of the hour. And I am going to bug out of here. Keep it locked on KLRN Radio all week long for some of the best programming. I don't know if I'm going to be back next week or not. I don't know how this is going to play out. If I do happen to make it back, I'm going to have a special guest. If not, it's going to take another week and then we'll have her. But yes, prepare. Get yourself ready right now. Start thinking about if you haven't made a plan of what you're going to do in case a tornado hits or the big one, because we are on the verge of World War III or whatever. Every plan's in motion. Get your cheap little Baofeng. Learn how to use it. Shoot, go for your technician license. Once you have that in your hand, you're going to look at it and go, wow, this isn't so bad. I can get my tech license. A couple weeks of study and I can test out and then I can use this thing. Do it. Whenever I talk to you again, until that time, stay frosty. Keep your powder dry. God bless. I'm Alan Ray. This is Sunday Night with Alan Ray. We'll talk again soon.
Striking all over the world. There's lightning striking all over the world.